for calling Dorothy Jane with D-System South. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the man you committed your life to before the Lord. Remember? I'm still in love with you, and I'm still pursuing reconciliation because I'm still in love with you and because it's obedience to the Lord. I'm hoping that I understand that we're now well over 200 phone calls that you refuse to answer. And I understand that we are in a situation where it will be difficult to suddenly change. So if you have any suggestion on how we can make that transition to opening the door to communication so I can communicate with my kids, and I would even like to communicate with you. So if you have any suggestion how we can do that, please let me know. Keeping it to yourself and not letting me know, I can't read your mind. I'm the more I think about our past together, the more I think about that, it seems you haven't been that open to me. I'm not going to hide anything from you. I'm in love with you. I am one with you. I'm not going to turn from you. So I'm welcome to any kind of discussion. If you want to open the door to a discussion and limit the terms or something of that nature or do something of that nature, please let me know. Simply closing the door and say, I won't until this is agreed to, but you're not telling me. That doesn't hurt, doesn't help anybody. It hurts us all. So please. We're at 5 years. But recovery is possible. I have never seen Zadok speak a word. I've heard him, but I've never seen it. I'd like to change. I did send an email which included a video to your dad talking again about the example of the guy in Syria, Omron, and the comment made by the Russian spokesman who said, we're not going to let this go. Well, Dorothy Jane, I'm not going to let you go. I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I love you, and I'm not going to turn from you.